Jason Kleckler began his medical career as a psychiatric nurse. He progressed to teaching at the University of Colorado. He coordinated a trauma center and only recently became Delta County Memorial's CEO. As someone who knows both the clinical and the business side of healthcare, he says the Affordable Care Act is presenting a big challenge.
The concern from a rural healthcare standpoint is the reimbursement for Medicare and Medicaid is low, and now Congress is looking at the serious potential of cutting reimbursement again for Medicare and Medicaid. So you have more people on both insurances, yet many private practices have had to close their doors to Medicare or Medicaid because of the really low reimbursement. So it really puts up a barrier to one of the big pieces within healthcare reform, which was, you know, the two key pieces are affordability and access. So now they have insurance, but they don't have the access because they don't, they can't get into an office because when a physician gets paid 20 cents on the dollar, it's really difficult to keep a practice open.
Kleckler says there were good reasons to reform health care.
The basic premise is a good one. We had a rapidly growing population of uninsured in this country. We had health care costs skyrocketing, and it was quickly becoming evident that there was not any more money to take care of these people, and a large majority of people did not have access to health care.
The concerns of rural nonprofit hospitals were not considered in the reform legislation, says Kleckler, while insurance companies and pharmaceuticals lobbied heavily for their interests.
I have concerns that in the next couple of years, they say that insurance companies will quadruple their profits due to healthcare reform. I have concerns that pharmaceuticals are posting record profits, and hospitals are having their reimbursement cut.
Compounding the problems, the Affordable Care Act mandates costly procedures, among them implementation of electronic records management.
The idea being that that electronic medical record will improve care and improve efficiencies, and improve access to data for patients. Some of that has happened. Some of it we've not seen yet, like the efficiency side. That is a significant cost to a small rural hospital. Probably well over $3 million has been spent on a computer system. And now we have to continually purchase interfaces that help them connect with the different software programs. We have maintenance fees on those computer programs.
But Kleckler is encouraged that a consortium of local medical professionals, facilities, and services have recently come together to create a plan for a rural health network that would allow for shared costs and cooperative arrangements. Against the odds, he's optimistic about the future of health care in Delta County.
There's more challenges coming, and certainly there'll be some positive things as well, but it makes it a whole lot easier when you have, people from different groups coming together for the common good of improving health care and access to health care.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.